Friends, it's always good to be with you.
好開心又見到大家啊。
Are you ready, Viola?
Yeah.
I always give her a bit of a hard time. I say too much at one time.
通常我咧都講得長咗，咁我先至翻譯咁啊，其實冇問題嘅。It's all right.
We're going to be reading a few different texts from the book of 2 Timothy.
我哋會讀幾段經文咧，都係喺提摩太後書嗰出嚟嘅。
The English, of course, will be on the screen for you. Let's open God's Word together.
我哋一齊讀主嘅話語啊！嗱，請大家打開。荧光幕上咧有英文嗬，咁你可以打开中文圣经。如果你要读中文嘅话，系提后第二章十四到十五节，提摩太后书第二章十四到十五节。咁我哋一齐读咯。
Keep reminding God's people of these things. Warn them. Can I do the passage and then you do it in Chinese?
Okay, sure.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay,
so
I'll lose my train of thought. Okay, let's try that one more time. Keep reminding God's people of these things. Sorry, are we reading together?
You want them to read with you?
They can. Those of you that can read English, I just wasn't sure what was going on. I could hear Pastor's voice in my ear and I was confused. Okay, is this take three? If you're going to read with me, then I would invite you to stand for the reading of God's Word.
咁不如起立啦，嗬，因为神嘅话语，我哋一齐起立嘅去读。
Pastor told me you were very flexible, so I'm grateful.
牧师话你哋好有弹性嘅，咁所以我都好开心啊。
Keep reminding God's people of these things. Warn them before God against quarreling about words. It is of no value.And only ruins those who listen. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly handles the word of truth.
你要使众人回想这些事，在主面前嘱咐他们，不可为言语争辩，这是没有益处的。只能败坏听见的人，你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，作无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。然后22到24
I don't know what's going on this morning. Flee the evil desires of youth.And pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments, because you know they produce quarrels. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but must be kind to everyone, able to teach.Not resentful.
你要逃避少年的私欲，同那清心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。唯有那愚拙、冇学问的辩论，总要弃绝，因为知道这等事是起增敬的。然而主的仆人不可增敬。只要温温和和地待众人。
But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have made known the holy scriptures.Which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
第三章十四节，但你所学习的、所确信的，要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的，并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义都有益处的，是属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
This is the word of the Lord.
这个是神的说话。
Thanks be to God.
请坐。
Please pray with me.
我们一起祷告啊。
As we open your word this morning, we're grateful.
当我们打开你的说话的时候，主啊，我们很感恩。
That through the ages you have made yourself real to your people.
过去在人的历史里面，你都彰显你自己是一个又活又真的神。
So hide me in the shadow of the cross that Jesus would be seen and heard.
今天求你的十架去遮盖我，让人见到我讲说话的时候，看见的都是主你自己。
Amen.
阿们。
As we begin this morning, I would like you to have these three questions for reflection in your mind.
今天呢，就想你有三点呢，在荧光幕影出来呢，就想你呢，不停在这里，想住，哈。
I love that this congregation always has a sharing time, so now you'll have questions to think about for that time.
所以我给你一些问题，你应该可以来分享的。
How would you describe the place of the Bible in your spiritual journey?
第一条问题想你大家记住的就是说、你对你来讲在你的属灵的历程里面，你觉得圣经占有一个怎样的位置呢？
Now if you're on social media the way I am, or if you're reading blogs or you're online, how do you see the Bible being used by Christians?
如果你好像我这样，很多时候都是上网络和人接触的，你有没有留意到今日的基督徒他们怎样去用圣经的呢？他们怎样看圣经呢？
And the third question, does the Bible raise questions for you?
第三个问题呢，想问你，就是到底当你看圣经的时候呢，其实你有没有问题的？
Now, if you grew up in any way similar to how I grew up, I felt that as a child and growing into adulthood that I was never to ask questions of the Bible.
我不知道你背景是不是跟我一样呢，我至少在、教会里面长大，我从小到大发觉我没什么问题的，我不会问，我不会觉得圣经有问题的。
I felt that if I asked questions it meant my faith was weak.
如果我一问问题呢，就即是显露到呢，我的信心软弱了。
Today I've turned 180 degrees and I think when we ask questions of the Bible it stimulates our faith.
今天我成長了，我又有一個啱180度不同的看法。我發覺如果當我問問題的時候，是令到我信心是更加堅強的。
So in my own life I have become less afraid of the Bible.
所以在我自己的生命裡面，我現在不會怕聖經的了。
And so I'm glad to be able to talk about the scriptures this morning with you.
所以我今天很開心能夠跟你去一起看看聖經。
Now this book that you have in your hands that sits nicely in your pew has had quite a journey to get to us today.
今天你手里面拿着本圣经呢，其实经历了一个很长的时间，人类的历史呢今天来到你的手里面的、哦。
The first step in that journey was that God showed himself to human beings. He showed something of his character.
一开头的时候是神他去彰显他自己给人类去认识他。
So in this revelation, people started to tell one another stories about God.
所以当神启示了给人去经历得到的时候，那些人就自己在谈论、我们经历到的事，我们的神是怎样的。
So think of your family camp, and maybe you have bonfires there, and families told each other the story of God.
譬如好時一家人坐埋嗬，大家都會講下呢啲故事啊，屋企嘅歷史啊，以前阿爸點啊，阿媽點啊，爺點啊咁樣嗬。
And after many, many years of these oral traditions, these stories, God inspired particular authors of Scripture to begin to write these stories down.
所以經歷咗一段長時間嘅口傳之後咧，終於去到一個年代咧，咁神就開始去感應一啲嘅忠心嘅仆人咧，幫佢將啲故事寫低啦。
And there are many different human authors of Scripture.
所以聖經裏邊咧有好多唔同嘅作者嘅喎。
And they had their personalities, and they had their mind, and they had to receive that inspiration from God. We just sang about it so beautifully in one of your songs.
我就係唱嘅歌程都有講到嚇。雖然個作者咧就係好多人唔同背景咧、唔同嘅性格咧，但係神嘅啟示咧，神去喺佢心裏邊動工嗰陣時候，佢就將佢認識神嘅嘢咧就寫低咗啦。
But what happened to those originally written stories? Were they?Do we have them all today, or do we have tiny fragments? And so we think about how Scripture was revealed, how it was inspired, but also how it was preserved, how God protected it through all of these years so that we would have His story.
更加奇妙咧，就係咧，唔單止係寫低咗嚇，經歷咗幾千年以嚟咧，到今日嚇，神一直係保存咗、寫低咗嗰啲嘅原文啊，直到今日我哋仍然有一本聖經喺度喎。
So whether we found scrolls in clay pots, in caves in the desert, we had all this literature that could be scripture, and in the early church, a number of church fathers had to decide what would end up in your book, in your pews.
所以咧，透過好多考古啦，咁佢哋會掘到一啲原文出嚟啊，咁佢哋有啲專家咧就去研究個原文，然後咧將個聖經咧係咁製作咗出嚟啦。
And so that was the canon. They developed the canon of Scripture. And there are, perhaps once in a while, we hear stories like the Gospel of Thomas or the Gospel of Mary. Or we hear of other things that aren't in our Bible, but that seem to tell some stories about faith.
你發覺咧，我哋本聖經咧，除咗我哋有嗰啲書信之外咧，嚇咁另外有啲書名你未聽過，咁嗰啲叫次經。
So then we had a canon, and we had scriptures in Hebrew and Aramaic and Greek.
咁啊，透過喺早世紀嘅啲教父咧，咁佢哋聚埋一齊嗰陣時咧，就定咗本聖經啦。咁我哋有唔同嘅原文啦，有希伯來書啦，有希臘文啦，有阿蘭文。
But how many of you speak Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek?
咁你哋識唔識呢三種語言啊？有冇人講希伯來文啊、希臘文啊、阿蘭文啊？
So I don't have to explain too much to all of you about the challenges of translation.
咁所以你可以想象知咧，個翻譯係幾多個幾咁挑戰性嘅事咧。
I'm not sure if Viola is always able to exactly say what I say in English. In I always forget. Is it Mandarin or Cantonese?
Cantonese. 好似翻譯咁啊，你咁樣知道咧，都唔係逐個字可以翻譯得咁完備嘅。
Maybe she has to make up a little bit of what I'm trying to say.
For sure.因為作下嘢啦，咁有陣時咁樣啦嚇。
So sometimes we lose a little bit in translation, don't we?
始終翻譯都係爭緊啲嘅，係咪？我依個係好難避免嘅。
So we have translated scriptures, but then when we read them, we have to think about what they mean, and so we interpret them.
所以好重要咧，當我哋讀聖經嘅時候咧，我哋要諗翻個原文係咩意思啦，然後我哋去求神去繼續教我哋。
And then once we think we understand what they say, then we do our best to apply them to our lives.
當我哋覺得我哋明啦，咁我哋仲跟住要做咧，就係點樣將明白咗嘅道理應用喺生命上邊咧
？Or at least hopefully we do.
希望咧，起碼有咁誠意啦。
Now that's quite a journey, isn't it? It's really a miracle that we learn anything of God. How do you think that happens?
所以你諗下個過程咁長同埋咁複雜，其實係咪真係一本身已經係一個奇蹟咧？
At every step, revelation, inspiration, preservation, canonization, translation, interpretation, application, the Holy Spirit keeps us connected to who God is.
雖然透過咁多個程序、咁長嘅時間、咁多個唔同嘅人，好奇妙嘅就係聖靈喺當中工作，以至嘅真理仍然係存留咗喺度。
So I loved your camp song. The word of life deep in my being. It's a miracle that we have the words of God today.
所以我哋唱一首歌话神嘅话语深藏我心，其实真系系神嘅圣灵喺度工作，以致我哋能够明白佢说话。
But there is much discernment that is required when we have conversations with the Bible.
所以当我哋同圣经系对话嘅时候，我哋更加需要咧系分辨能力啦。
Many of you know that I work with gay and lesbian people, and I often hear people talking about the Bible's clear, or that they read the pure reading of Scripture.
大家都知道我是特別去服侍嗰啲同性戀嘅朋友嘅，咁好多時大家都話用聖經應該點樣睇嚇，邊個先至係啱嘅咧咁。
But the reality is that no one can read the Bible in perfection. Every reading is an interpretation.
咁我當然要明白就係我哋而家所去研究聖經，我哋都係去尋求嘅意思，冇人話可以話自己係 100% 完全係準確嘅。
So even pastor with a doctorate, very smart man who studied the Word of God a great deal, does not have a perfect pipeline to God. He's still a human being, and he has to filter those things through his mind and spirit.
咁就算牧師啊，讀到啊博士都好啦，係咪？就算研究咗聖經咁多年，都唔敢話自己係完全啊嚇。能夠100%將神嘅話語係咁解啦咁樣嗬。
So our interpretation is impacted by a number of things. It's of course how we read the text and how much we understand about the text. Its grammar, its context, its the culture, the history.
所以我哋研究聖經咧要好忠心啦嚇，要睇下個背景啦，要睇個原文啦嚇，去衡量好多個方面。
And our understanding is helped by what the church has said in the past, what other pastors and leaders and theologians and scholars have said.
當然同樣又要查考埋歷代以嚟咁多個前人嚇學者，佢哋又點睇咧？點樣去解釋咧？咁。
Now, just between me and you.
嗱，好似我同你之間嚇。
How many of you are reading theologians every week?
你哋有冇聖經學者喺度啊？
Maybe we're lucky if we're reading the Bible, but maybe not so much church tradition.
咁你冇咁多學者喺度咧，我哋用我哋讀聖經嘅方法。
But we also think about God's will in the world through our reason and things that we learn through academic disciplines.
所以除咗話學術性我哋要去努力之外咧，亦我哋需要神俾我哋嘅邏輯。
Are there any scientists in the congregation?
有冇科學家喺我哋中間啊？
Michelle, you would count. You can put your hand up. How about mathematicians?
有冇啊数学家喺度
？Historians?
历史学家
？Philosophers?
有冇哲学家
？Sociologists?
有冇社会学家
？Psychologists?
心理学家
？But you're all smart, nonetheless.
系咪啦？你一样咁聪明嘅啫，个个都咁叻。
And we do use the good brain God has given us when we think about how do we make sense of Scripture.
神都俾我哋每个人有个脑袋，我哋每个人都喺神嘅面前，圣灵嘅工作底下去明白神嘅说话。
Our sense of interpretation of Scripture is also impacted by our experience of God, our experience of life, our experience of suffering, of joy, of blessing.
所以我哋对圣经嘅明白咧，亦都唔能够超经验嘅。所以我哋人生里面经历各个酸甜苦辣啦，全部都影响紧我哋点样去明白圣经。
So maybe someone who has suffered a great deal, their interpretation is a bit different than someone who has experienced much joy and very little suffering.
所以如果有啲人经历过好多苦难嘅人咧，佢哋睇圣经嘅角度啊，或者系深度咧，可能同一个系完全冇经历过苦难嘅人系有差异嘅。
So you can begin to see that we come to Scripture with a lot of complexity and difference.
所以希望大家都明白咧，我哋嚟到去认识圣经嘅时候咧，其实有当中有一件好复杂嘅事嘅。
I take great comfort in knowing that Paul said to Timothy, "Do your best."
所以当我睇到提摩太后书二章十五节咧，当保罗同阿提摩太话尽力就得噶啦咁。 我就好开心啊。
He didn't say be perfect.
佢冇话你一定要100分。
Some of you may have run into the challenges to the authority of Scripture in our day and our age.
有啲人就会觉得困难，喺我哋今日嘅社会里边，到底圣经嘅权威性喺边度咧？
So, how many of you have perhaps learned in university that the creation, that it was presented that creation didn't happen in 6 literal 24-hour days? Has anyone heard that?
有冇人曾经喺学校读书嘅时候咧，话俾你听咧，圣经里边讲话神系创造论咧，呢个系唔真实嘅。
So science has had a lot of challenges to the way we have literally understood scripture.
所以从科学嘅角度去睇咧，圣经如果我哋就咁睇字面咧，好似有啲冲突啦。
Now, have any of you felt anxious about that sometimes?
你哋听到嗰阵时会唔会觉得有啲压力咧
？I have.
我自己就有啲。
Biblical criticism, I'm not going to go into in great detail, but scholars have raised all kinds of questions about who the real author was and what was really said and when was it written. And for many of us without that level of scholarship, it's been confusing and sometimes scary.
咁好，圣经好多学者啦，或者历史咁多千年啊，好多不同嘅人都系专喺度研究到底呢本书系边个写噶，呢句又应该点解啊咁。所以对我哋嗰啲唔系好识嗰啲咧，就听起嚟有阵时都会吓怕咗。
Another challenge to our engagement with Scripture is that the Scriptures were developed and written and imagined for a communal people, but our culture is very individualistic. So I can make the Bible mean what I want it to mean for me, and Viola can make it mean what she wants it to mean for her. And that challenges our idea of authority of Scripture.
有陣時亦都文化背景不一樣嗰陣時候咧，有陣時對聖經嘅解釋啊，亦都會有衝突嘅。
Oh, that was good. That was fast. I'll skip the other two because of time. Paul is reminding us that in all of this difference, in all of these challenges, don't quarrel together. Don't.Argue together about the good news of Scripture.
所以咧，保罗就提我哋嗬，当大家嘅睇法有啲唔一样嘅时候咧，千祈唔好闹交。
So how do we find ourselves today with this gift of Scripture that isn't so easily controlled or handled?
所以我应该怎样去面对神给我们一个这么大的福气，有一本这样的圣经呢？
Now, some in the church would say, well, just do your best to figure it out for yourself, and we'll kind of ignore the church because the church doesn't understand me.
有些人说了你自己说为什么呢？教会都不明白我的。
Sometimes in the church,We strengthen the authority of people like Pastor, and he gets to tell us what the Bible says, and we don't really need to think. We just need to do what Pastor says.
有啲人咧就唔使谂噶啦，我哋都唔知牧师话乜就乜啦，总之牧师一定要解释清楚俾我听就得啦。
And sometimes then a specific church will say, "We have figured it out, and everyone else must be wrong."
咁亦都有啲教会话咧，我哋先解释先系啱嘅，其他人全部都系错嘅。
Did you know that there are over 36,000 Christian denominations?
大家唔知知唔知道今日我哋有成36,000个唔同嘅宗派咧喺基督教里边。
Because as soon as we disagree about Scripture, we just form our own church.
一对圣经嘅解释唔明咧，咁我唔系咧唔集唔点解唔同意，咁我就自己立我自己嘅教会。
And that, of course, opens the door to a lot of control.Pride and fear.
有阵时就会引起好多嘅骄傲啦，或者一啲恐惧啦吓。
So how do we find the final authority? Is it pastor? Is it Good Shepherd Christian Chinese Church? Is it the Pope? Seems like a nice new Pope. Yes.
咁到底其實解釋聖經嗰個最終個權威應該喺邊度咧？係咪個教宗或者我哋教會咧，或者係牧師咧
？What do we follow? Do we take a vote?
係咪大家投票去決定咧
？What about really smart church fathers? I was raised following a lot of Calvin's teachings. Maybe some of you heard about John Wesley or others, Augustine.
是不是有些熟靈偉人啊我們跟他呢譬如說、
Who would be a very famous Chinese theologian? These folks
出名的神學家、
really、
這樣
is great. John Wesley, he's not Chinese. Or other theological experts. And how do we decide which ones we should listen to?
我們已經決定應該聽誰說才好呢
Sometimes we just get overwhelmed.
有陣時太多唔同講法，有陣時我哋都迷失啦。
So we just say we'll listen to what our church and our pastor says.
咁我哋話，誒，總之牧師話乜就乜啦，係。
The problem with that is that it has an impact on our unity with other Christians.
有陣時由於咁咧，會影響到我哋同第啲嘅信徒咧之間嗰個合一嘅精神啦。
Which in turn has a tremendous impact on our witness to the world.
亦都影響到基督徒整體對世界其他未信主人一個嘅見證。
Remember John 17, Jesus' prayer that we would be one, so the world would know that the Father sent the Son. And when we are disunified because of our fighting about Scripture interpretation.It hinders our witness to the world.
耶稣临走在约翰福音17章的记载就说求天父帮他的信徒能够合一因为唯有当信徒的人合一才能够向世界的人去证明神是真的所以如果教会之间不能够合一的话很多时候就影响到人家去相信神了
So how can we discern rightly?
咁我哋應該點去分辨咩叫係啱，咩叫錯咧
？The good news is that only God reveals God。
個好消息就係話，只有神佢啟示我哋先能夠認識到神嘅。
All Scripture is God breathed。
所有聖經都係神所默示嘅。
So our discernment of the Spirit is a gift of the Spirit。To us.
所以能够去分辨去认识圣经呢其实是圣灵的工作是神的礼物给我们的。
So think about that for a minute and take a deep breath in.
试一下深呼吸想一想圣灵是启示的。
And exhale.
然后呼气了。
Because the Spirit can be trusted.
圣灵是神是被圣灵的每个人经历得到的。
So this gift is freely given to us. We can't get enough education to get it, or we can't read enough theologians to get it. The Spirit freely gives us this gift, but He also works however He wants to.
聖靈咧唔係靠讀書讀得多去攞翻嚟嘅，嚇，而係神係俾我哋嘅。但係咧，亦都係一隨聖靈嘅意咧，佢中意點俾神係聖靈佢自己揸主意。
What we see in the incarnation and the way that God works is that He usually thwarts the powerful.
透過我哋睇下耶穌點樣嚟嘅世上咧，我睇到神嘅工作嘅方法咧，通常佢唔係靠啲係好有權力嘅人去做嘢嘅。
So when we're struggling to discern what the Scriptures are guiding us in this day, sometimes we need to listen.To the most unexpected voice.
所以有時我哋去明白神嘅時候咧，有時都要留心一啲我哋唔顯眼嘅人，或者一啲唔顯眼嘅事咧，我哋話唔好小看咗嗰啲嘢。
Maybe we need to listen to those on the margins.
可能有啲邊緣嘅人，我哋都需要聽下佢哋嘅聲音。
Do we listen to our children?
有冇聽下你細蚊仔講啲咩嘢
？Do we listen to those who are mentally disabled?
或者一啲係心智上係有問題嘅咧
？Do we listen to those who are poor？
貧窮嘅咧
Do we listen to those who are very different than we are?
或者會唔會有啲人同我哋意見好唔同嗰陣時候，我哋會唔會去聽下嘅咧？
The hope that we have as children of God is a universal church with all of that diversity that is led by the Holy Spirit.
因為聖靈喺每個人心裏邊都可以工作。
For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline.
神俾我哋嘅灵唔系叫我哋去软弱嘅，吓怯懦嘅，系俾我哋有能力、有爱心同埋有节制嘅。
So how do we live with this text that can be so mysterious at times and raise so many questions for us?
So 到底我哋应该点样睇面对圣经呢？
We need to be willing to see where fear is energizing us and ask God to replace that with His love.
当我哋睇圣经嘅时候，我哋应该去敏感下，我哋里边有冇恐惧咧？到底我哋怕啲咩嘢？而系我哋求神去帮我哋睇嗰阵时候，去明白我哋嘅惧怕喺边度。
We need to be more willing to acknowledge sometimes that Scripture has paradox and mystery, and that our Christian brothers and sisters, we might not always see it exactly the same.
亦都愿意有个心咧去接受，就系话喺我哋今日未完全嘅世界上边，系咪吓？我哋当中如果有唔同嘅睇法，或者一啲地方我哋解唔明嘅，系好正常嘅，系唔需要害怕嘅。
And the Spirit can use those very things to show us new things of God.
有時就喺啲好似表面上有少少矛盾嘅事情上面咧，或者睇法上面咧，當我哋去更加打開自己嘅心去研究一下，諗落去嗰陣時候咧，能夠發現一啲更加深同埋更加美麗嘅真理喺裏邊。
So we need to be willing to learn from each other.
所以最緊要係有個心願意去喺人哋身上邊去學習。
We perhaps need to be willing to try new expressions of worship or prayer or disciplines that engage the Bible in a variety of ways.
或者願意開放去學習唔同嘅方法，去認識神嘅說話。
One thing I thought of as I was here today was how brown this building is.
譬如今日嚟到，發覺咦，個教會好灰色，唔係好啡色喎。
So maybe we need to engage scriptures through some beautiful art in this place. I think I'm going to ask my congregation to create an art piece for you as a gift.
或者我回去咧，嗌我教会咧整一个靓啲嘅画咧，又拎嚟教会等你摆下先得咁，点缀一下。
Are there any artists here?
你哋有冇艺术家啊？
How will you engage scripture in a different way for this brown place?
一个咁咖啡嘅建筑物，咁多木嘅地方，嗬，啊，点样令到佢更加敬拜到主咧？
Now for those of you who love brown and don't like art, this last point is important. We need to be patient with each other.
咁对嗰啲咧系好中意啡色、好中意木啊，咁样觉得冇问题啊，咁样啊，咁你应该咧又学第二样嘢咧，就系要对我哋呢啲咁嘅人咧有少少耐性啦。
And receive gifts from one another.
然后互相嘅去接答对方嘅恩赐。
Because the word of God is deep within our being.
因为神嘅话语系深藏喺我哋嘅心嘅深处。
So that requires that we are humble. That recognizes we have more to learn. I don't have it all together. I don't have all the answers, even pastor.
所以我哋常常保持一个谦卑嘅心，其实意思就系话。去明白我唔系识晒所有嘅嘢，我亦都唔系拥有晒嘅所有嘅嘢，我系常常都喺度学习紧。
This is a cartoon that my friend did, which sometimes when we have a very rigid understanding of how we are to think about Scripture, there's no room for imagination or ideas, and the Spirit works through our imagination.
呢个我朋友话嘅。就話俾我哋聽，你有陣時我哋太過緊板咁去睇聖經咧，嚇有陣時就欠缺咗一啲嘅空間啊，嚇去有啲創造性嘅，去有啲唔同嘅角度啊，新嘅觀點啊，去更加深嘅去明白聖經。
We were given the Holy Spirit so that He could keep on showing Jesus to us.
聖靈是不斷地去繼續地去教我們去認識到底我們的神是怎樣的。
So this is, I think, my last slide. These are some ways that we can move forward together.
我們怎樣可以繼續地前進呢？
Let's take the risk to raise questions together.
試一下我們多點去互相問多點問題啊。
Because that will teach us to trust the leading of the Holy Spirit more.
當我們夠膽去問問題的時候呢，我們真的信得過聖靈是會答我們的問題的。
Let's rest. Remember that deep breath in and deep breath out? Let's rest in knowing the Holy Spirit will keep us from grievous error.
多點學習安靜在聖靈的裡面，好像剛才說我們深呼吸這樣，多點去容讓聖靈在你心裡面去運行，去帶你去明白。
Because we will make mistakes, because we're sinful, and sometimes we're just stupid.
我們是人來的，我們有時候是蠢，有時候甚至我們是犯罪，這樣，我們是會錯的。
I bet you said that nicer than I did. You have a nicer word for stupid. But the Spirit's bigger than our sin and our stupidity.
但不要緊，神的恩典是大過我們的無知。
We need to stay alert to avoid pressuring each other to all think exactly the same.
咁有時我哋都要防止咧，唔好去逼我哋周圍人咧嘅諗法同我哋一樣啊。
Maybe the Spirit is moving in a different time and a different way in your brother or your sister.
或者聖靈喺唔同嘅人身上面咧，喺唔同嘅時候咧，可能有唔同嘅帶領。
So when we're anxious about that, we rest and trust the Spirit.
每當你裏邊有憂慮嗰陣時候咧，多啲深呼吸。信得過聖靈，將佢交託，等聖靈去自己工作。
So, Pastor told me already that you're a flexible congregation. But as Christians, we get nervous about things. We get nervous about sin. We get nervous about believing the wrong things. We get nervous about mistreating the Bible. And sometimes we become a little controlling, don't we? Nobody here, right?
有時候如果我們過分怕出錯，有時候會令到我們不夠彈性，就反而有時候沒有一個可以再盡心的一個空間。
So how can we give each other room?
所以給自己或者給大家都多一些空間，去有時候我們錯了不要緊，我們繼續的努力。
We're between two worlds. The text,And today, and the Spirit brings them together.
其實我們認識聖經是 有兩方面的，一方面就是那些字句，那個文，就是聖經的原文，第二方面就是聖靈是對我們講說話。
So the Spirit is going to work in you each individually and this congregation when you have times like family camp and when you have meetings together where you're discerning difficult decisions.
聖靈在個人心裏面工作，聖靈亦都在一個團體裏面，在整體裏面在做工作。
So the Spirit works as we befriend the text, befriend the Bible, not approach the Bible with fear or anxiety.
所以當我們很友善地對待那些文字的時候，不要害怕它，去親近他的時候，他就可以對我們說話了。
So expect to be surprised.
查經的時候，時時都預備會有些驚訝的事情發生。
When was the last time you encountered something in the scriptures that you hadn't seen before?
有沒有試過當你看一些你已經看過的經文？
If it was a very, very, very long time ago, maybe you need to take a few more risks.
或者一些你覺得很熟悉看了很多次的經文，或者很久以前看過的經文，或者有時候試一下再看一下，可能你會有些新的發現。
Friends, the scriptures were given to us as a gift to show us God, not to fight with one another or to be anxious.But to be able to enter the depth of abundant life that God has for us.
神俾圣经我哋系一个祝福嚟嘅，系一个礼物嚟嘅，唔系叫我哋系由于唔同意见而当中产生一啲嘅吓，即系冲突。
There are some people who feel that the Bible has been used as a weapon against them.
有時當我哋太過執著嗰陣時候咧，人哋會覺得我哋用聖經好似當係一個武器咁去扮人。
So many of my gay and lesbian friends call the Bible a clobber text because they've been clobbered with it.
所以我幫好多同性嘅朋友咧。咁佢哋咧就成日覺得俾人哋用聖經去扮佢哋。
But if we can be a people of grace who are unafraid of the life-giving gift of the Bible, we can bring hope to the world.
如果我哋能夠用我第二個態度將聖經帶俾人嘅時候咧，多啲嘅恩典恩慈喺裏邊，就會帶俾人哋係多啲嘅希望。
Please pray with me.
希望我哋一齊禱告。
In the days and weeks to come, we ask, Lord, that you would draw us into the story of Scripture.
在未来的日子，我们求你圣灵帮我们去明白你自己的说话更多。
We ask for new imagination.
求你给我们有新的意念，新更深的看法。
And fresh courage.
能够有一个勇敢。
And confidence in your love.
信得过你嘅爱。
So that your word will become more life-giving to us.
以致你嘅说话能够更加成为我哋生命嘅粮。
We pray this with thanks.
我哋用感恩嘅心去祷告。
In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
系奉父、子、圣灵嘅名，我哋祷告。
阿门。
阿门。就俾兩分鐘大家靜靜下，到底主今日有冇咩説話擺喺你心裏邊？你一陣間可以同大家分享嘅咧？